Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Is this song for Topper or the 2024 Eagles?
For you.
Oh.
What'd I do?
Well, you actually, you're taking L's, I think, in the YouTube chat today, but you did
I mean, that's every day.
Well,
though.
You did get a couple wins this weekend.
I got a W.
Yeah, a couple W's for Hugh Douglas this week. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. All right, a couple wins for Hugh this weekend, including, well, listen to this, Paul George on his podcast telling a story about the parade and what he heard from Eagles fans when they won the Super Bowl.
As soon as I roll the window down, they like this. Yo, that's Paul George. Yo, that is Paul George. Said, yo, we could have kept Tobias. We could have kept Tobias. You gonna do this? Shout out TB. It ain't no joke at TB. It was funny, but it was like some shit you take to the heart. Like, you right. Facts. I got you.
Well, it was reality because the
gotta love Philadelphia.
The Sixers could have kept Tobias for the money and not had crappy year from Paul George. But did you happen to see Hugh Tobias Harris's response to that?
Because
he basically like he threw cold water on Tobias. Like
he did.
It's a joke that we paid you over him.
Yeah. I ain't see what he said though.
Well, Tobias just he chimed in with a picture of him smoking a cigar and said after the parade 4-27, which was the Sixers' record after the parade.
Yeah.
So that's a win for your guy, Tobias Harris. Well,
congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Tobias was like, with confidence, said, you know, Phillies fans would trade somebody for a crumble cookie.
Well, I would have traded him for a crumble cookie.
Yeah, and then he went to the playoffs.
Well, but the Pistons did with him.
He was a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Small.
Like how we like to play semantics.
Well, he wasn't the biggest reason they went to the
like
playoffs.
We do like to play facts as well. Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
Some could argue that his leadership helped.
Stop. Helped, sure. But they didn't go to the playoffs because of him.
Couldn't even say that with a straight face.
All I'm saying is, some could argue that his leadership helped foster in an era of going to the playoffs.
And by some, you mean Hugh Douglas.
No, I'm just saying, listen, Tobias Harris is a unicorn.
Excuse me.
See, this is where you go too far.
See, I'm not. But
get
I'm
him, you people.
This is your victory
crush
lap.
But I'm stating facts, though.
No, that's not a fact.
Why isn't it? Tobias Harris, in his career, has made the equivalent amount of money that someone would make if they were like a perennial all-star player.
He's not a unicorn. He's a bank robber. He stole money from the Sixers for years.
You said you want to use bank robber. I want to use unicorn.
Yeah, okay.
I
mean, that's the semantics.
We're basically saying the same thing.
Yep.
It just like when Saquon Barkley says they're a top five team, it just all depends on how you look at it. It's a sound argument. Now, all depends on what points that you want to use when you make this argument. That's all that matters.
You know, I was going to let you have the win on this, but now you're getting
taking it too far.
Yep. You took it too far. Just take the win and move on.
Okay.
You're a Tobias guy. Yesterday,
I'm not.
You all.
I am not.
Oh my gosh.
I am not.
Was it around this time last year that I was out for a day and you like went on a your pulpit for
a
4 hours I just, saying how much you appreciate the guy.
No, you appreciate the way that he handled his business.
No, he wanted us to have a WIP Tobias Harris Appreciation Day.
Yeah, no.
Is that what I wanted?
Sounds like it.
Somebody photoshopped the picture of Tobias with the cigar as him being a clown, which I thought was great.
That's good.
But like, if we're being honest, the W for Tobias is not when the Sixers went 4-whatever after the parade. Tobias's biggest W was getting the hell out of here.
Yes. Oh, he escaped right on time. And people like Hugh can now use the parallel of they went to the playoffs with
under
him.
Under his leadership.
And without him, they didn't. So,
no,
all
just
right.
Saying,
so,
under
a
his
win for Hugh.
I'm just saying. Spin.
I mean, it's just, I'm saying, he got there. They went to the playoffs. That's
under
all I'm saying.
Under his leadership.
Yeah. Well.
That was pretty good.
All right, well, you have the win for that. All right, one more win for Hugh Douglas. Some interesting characters apparently showed up during a Mets game. Let's listen to this. I think it's a characters Hugh might know soon.
Yeah. Oh. Is that a convention?
There's a lot of stuff going on here other than a quality baseball game.
Seems a little warm for,
furries.
Those were furries at the Mets-White Sox game yesterday.
Wait a minute, let me see if they had the furry convention in did they have it in New York last night?
I didn't check it out. I just didn't look it up.
It's called FurCon.
FurCon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You get your tickets for August yet for Philadelphia?
Oh, no, I plan on. Listen, mm-hmm. I have some people that are going to hang out with me
when
I go and slather Vaseline
on me.
We're going to sit back. We've already figured out our, we figured it out. We're going to go. Yeah, we're going to go and have fun. I'm looking at the dates for FurryCon.
Okay.
Because we're in May, right? This May?
It is late May, yes.
Okay.
It's May 27th today.
May. You know, it was one in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Well, that might be where they went.
That might have been the one.
There you go. You missed that one.
Yeah, I missed that one. And they got a couple of them coming up. They got one in Georgia. Well, they missed that one. Missed that one. They got a couple coming up. They got one this weekend.
I have a set new
I'm
segment
happy
idea.
For you, man.
Hugh Douglas setting his calendar.
But that was in Canada. It was in Canada.
Yeah, that'll be tough.
It is a win for you that they're making it onto Major League broadcast. It shows this thing's a little bit bigger than we maybe thought it was.
This one this weekend is called Confuzzled 2025.
Oh, God. just dump whatever he's saying.
It's in the Birmingham, UK.
I thought that was Alabama.
Awesome.
No, it's in Alabama. No, it's in the UK.
Okay.
You got one coming up in Houston in June.
And I won't be
y'all
attending
trying to
any.
Go? I'm trying to look for the one. But the one in Philly, though, we're definitely going to that one. Okay. Looking at the schedule.
Here come the phone calls. All right. So you
FurryCon.
That's why we do this at the end of the show.
Yeah. He did it at the beginning once, and you were fielding phone calls for 20 minutes.
That was a disaster.
No, because I have some people that I met the night we had our little what we call it? A little get together. We had a little party.
Maybe don't do names.
I'm not gonna do no names. Oh yeah, I talked to Andrew. He, you know, he was
forgot.
Yeah, I forgot. I talked to Andrew. I told him.
Did you apologize?
Not really.
What do you mean?
I didn't apologize. I just said, hey man, I messed up and said something on the air.
But that's.
But I cleaned it up.
But that's an apology.
No, it wasn't an apology. It was just like I told him what happened.
You said something about someone that works here that we had to dump.
Well, I told him we had to dump it. Yeah. I told him how it happened.
Okay.
We don't have to relive that.
Oh, we were going to anyway. Somebody on the YouTube.
I told him I didn't apologize, but I said, hey, well, man, I mentioned your
name.
You
probably should have. That would.
Yeah, that seems like a really easy apology.
Where it's appropriate. You were a germaphobe, mm-hmm. but I said it wrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
I said you were a phobe, but the wrong kind. So he was like, hey, it was cool.
Like, it's one of those things where you don't need to apologize. You should. And he'd accept it easily. Yeah, like, I get it. You didn't mean
apologize.
It.
Even if he thought, even if he was okay and thought it was funny and knew that you slipped up, that's probably one where you go, hey, man.
My bad. I'm sorry.
No, he all right. No, he knows what he isn't, and I made a mistake.
But you told everyone listening he was that.
Well, I made a mistake.
I'm
but
sorry.
He's not that.
You know, I'm sorry after I made a mistake is so easy. All right. We have one more thing here from someone here who keeps making mistakes. So a couple wins for Hugh, an L for me, because where I sit in the chair and in the area that the camera sits for their show in the morning. And we found out last week, because we were talking about Buzz and maybe some others around here walking around barefoot at certain times of the day, which is just ridiculous. Wear your shoes at work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out that the camera sometimes in the exact spot that I am goes fully barefoot. And apparently that was happening again today. Let's hear this.
I think I know the most unique song of all time, and I too will not say it. Although, end of the show, I may. I'll just...
There is something unique about you.
Many, many things.
You're walking around without shoes on, Joe.
For 7 seconds. There's no,
it's
0 seconds
gross.
Should be the amount
no
of time.
There's no suits here yet. There's no corporate here yet. It's 7 a.m.
You're disgusting.
Professional.
Hey, I'm disgusting. With you guys. You guys are family. I mean, come on. Not supposed to say it on the radio and make me, you know, like that guy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, now he is that guy again. So we have photo evidence and audio evidence that the camera stands here without any shoes on.
That's kind of nasty.
It is totally nasty.
I mean, but why? My question is this: is it no shoes with socks, or no shoes and your bare feet?
Bare feet.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Devin sent us a picture of the bare feet.
It's bare feet.
Yeah, that's nasty. Because I don't wear socks, right?
But your
that's
shoes not, on.
But that's what I was about to say.
You gotta
and
have one
I'd
of the
legs. Damn, if I put my feet on this carpet.
And that's for you. How about for everybody else?
That's nasty. He nasty. But is anybody surprised that he's that nasty?
No, but I'm right here where he was.
Same dude that went in and blew somebody's bathroom up and tried to blame it on somebody else.
On a kid.
A little girl. Yeah.
Man, you try to, I mean, that's that guy.
Fred Barnett's bathroom.
Yeah, that's that guy. So, I mean, why are you surprised?
Well, I'm not surprised.
Why are you surprised that Joe the camera's different? And he shows you that he's different. Every day.
No, if you said
y'all
to me,
just don't want to see it.
No, I know. But if you said to me, someone did this, who was it? I would have guessed Joe. It doesn't mean I have to be happy standing where his bare feet were. I'm not happy about it.
You remember back when I used to give these hypothetical situations?
Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to give the one that I gave, but y'all recall when we used to have these. And I said, if I said so-and-so did what, who was the first person?
Joe.
That you would come there. So, does it surprise you?
No, but doesn't mean I have to be happy about it. I don't have to accept this.
And you know what the funniest part about that was? About all of this, when you talk about cats that walk around here with no shoes on or whatever. When Buzz tried to come in the other day.
Oh, and throw someone else on the bus?
And threw somebody else
I don't even know if Kyle
bus.
Knows about this. Right before we were about to tell the story of what Buzz did. But Buzz started this all last week, walking around at night with no shoes on, right? He knew we were going to talk about this, and he came in here. And he
tried to preempt and strike it.
He was like, well, you know, someone else that used to work here did it, too. I mean, just, like, tried to make sure that we knew he wasn't the only
one.
Oh,
no, I do know about this. Because he did it to me, too.
Yeah,
he was trying to plant the seeds.
Yeah, like, it wasn't that big of a deal because this guy did it,
which
too.
Good strategy because he knows one of us on the show is very messy and will name names.
Hugh.
Even accuse you of things that you're not.
Yeah.
Talk about me.
And then not apologize for it, which is just wild behavior.
I apologize. I ain't going to do too much of that. Now, I will acknowledge when, you know, something, I might have done something that I ain't had no business doing, but I had an apology. Andrew didn't deserve an apology for that.
I think
he absolutely did.
I think that's
he didn't because it, 100% it was, like, it was a more one. Of a Freudian slip on my end, so we corrected that.
Well, hold on.
But if I say something really derogatory about you accidentally, it's still offensive.
Well, I cleaned it up immediately. Immediately cleaned it up.
So, well, okay.
You're lucky we have a dump button.
I also think you have to stop using the term Freudian slip for that. because Freudian slip implies that there is a subconscious truth to what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I thought about that after I said it.
So now you've done him dirty twice in four days.
He'll be all right.
I'm not sure at this rate.
Andrew will be all right.
At this rate, I don't think
and
he will.
I just said his name.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing? Chris in Nazareth is up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Joe. How's it going, Hugh?
Hey,
what's
Chris?
Going on, man?
You got your shoes on?
I keep my shoes on. Not take them off when I go home. In my area, but yeah, to keep my
is your carpet in the studio, is it dirty?
I'm guessing maybe.
I wouldn't say it's super clean. Like, I don't know the last time it was vacuumed. It's not, like, gross, but it's not. Yeah, it could use a good vacuum.
Okay. Hey, I got to agree with Joe about Thompson, and I'll tell you why. I've always been a really harsh critic of him. But this year, he's doing stuff that make me enjoy the game. Like, he's running. He's bunting. I think, was it a week or two ago, I saw them put down a squeeze play.
Yep, in Tampa, with Rojas, yep.
Yes, they had and they do double steals. And this is what's going to help them at the end of the year going into the playoffs. These are the little things that help out in a 3-2, 4-3 game. And going forward, I don't see it stopping. And, you know, Turner, you know, look at Turner. He had the way he's swinging the bat.
I agree. Chris, they're playing a better brand of baseball. Like, they're moving runners. They're hitting the ball. They're striking out less.
Absolutely.
And this is all – now, look, Kyle said earlier, he's right. The players honestly had to buy in, but Topper put this idea in their head, especially Turner. Like, hey, don't worry about home runs. Get on base.
And I think, quite honestly, I think Nick Abel, I think he can step in and fill the void left by Alvarado without a problem. Because, I know Alvarado, everybody's up in arms about that. Come on, man. He comes in sometimes and you're sitting there and it's like Mitch Williams all over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I don't see that with this kid. And he's very capable of coming in and going one or two innings.
So I think he is too. Now we got to see if they transition him there and how quickly they do that. And Chris, we appreciate it. They're still leaving him on the starters rotation. He pitched last week and pitched pretty well. Look, his stuff is real, and he was a first round pick for a reason. So it won't surprise me if Abel finds his way back to this team and maybe into a bullpen role. I mean, they have a lot of decisions to make in the next 2 months: who they're going to trade for, who they're going to transition to the bullpen, do they go to a 6-man rotation, all of that. All right, let's check in with you people who have absolutely roasted you today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All over the place on the YouTube chat
today.
Okay.
Let's see what they have to say.
Yep. First was a few people who started off not too happy with you, Joe.
For giving Topper credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Topper must be Joe's uncle or something.
Okay.
For some reason, I guess all you do is give Topper credit and praise. You know, never put him on the hot seat before the season started. Just typical Joe Giglio.
Uncle Topper.
Yep.
Uncle T.
Some guy in here today, very upset about the pledge. Very upset about it.
Because you didn't take it.
Said, yes, we all hate Topper because we didn't take your stupid pledge, Joe.
Oh, so they're mad at the pledge. He didn't take the pledge.
No.
You could just say in the chat, I didn't take the pledge.
Not pledge-like activity.
That's right.
From that guy.
Just like Hugh Douglas.
That's all right, yeah.
Yep, okay.
Took the hedge, not the pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Scott says he doesn't give Topper credit until he gets traded and moved to the outfield, which I can accept that.
Boy, that's a mountain. We're asking to move a mountain there because that guy thinks he's a Hall of Fame shortstop.
Now, Hugh, would you give him credit if you were able to do that?
Topper for making him move?
Yeah.
He's not moving. Well, but if he could, I'd be like, that's pretty impressive.
What about if he gets Ranger to move to the bullpen?
No, that ain't going to happen.
Well, okay.
Okay,
well,
say if he did. Would that be
adamant
impressive?
You are. Okay.
That would be impressive. Well,
more than a golf clap?
Yeah, he'll get more than a golf clap.
He would get
a
more bigger extension of the arms?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, all he has to do is just put Ranger in the bullpen. What is Ranger going to do about it? Mm-hmm.
Call his agent and be like, this dog don't hunt. Was they whining? What is that, whining?
Yeah, he's going to cry about it. I always like a good stray attack at Hugh without context.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas lives in La La Land.
Agreed.
That is not a diss, though.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much reality.
Yeah, I do wonder what part of the show that was about, but it doesn't matter.
Right. Just want to give Hugh credit today for a great show. Oh, wait. Just doing his job.
Oh, he turned it around on you.
I mean, but that is my job.
I didn't think you were going to have an issue with that one.
Oh,
but
no.
Somebody did want to throw
that
in.
That is,
What have I said since I've been here?
Oh, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah. I've said that as long as Rod is not in my ear talking about your stuff stinks, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
That's it.
Someone said you are clearly lost with the cameras on you, especially as evidenced by Friday's slip up at the end of the show.
Oh, we blame the YouTube cameras for the slip up?
He's flustered.
I'm lost. How am I lost? I don't understand it.
Well, people thought the cameras were in your head.
We thought they were in your head, too.
Oh, no.
Like, you're worried about the cameras.
I ain't worried about the camera.
Well, you were for a while. Because you blended
in. No, because I was just worried about what, you know, like, you could see my face and my smile.
Yeah.
You know, and all these grays.
And the cul-de-sac and everything.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that.
Not surprising from Hugh, who doesn't even believe fans should high-five each other after wins.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, because I think that's goofy.
So I'm going to the game tonight. And
me
if
too.
If there's a big – all right, well, maybe I'll see you there. If there's a big moment – I ain't going. Why not?
I'm watching on TV.
Why don't you come? We'll hang out.
I ain't watching.
All right, maybe if there's a big moment, maybe I'll high-five the people around me.
You could do that.
Kyle, will you do that?
Of course.
What section are you in?
So I'm going to go standing room tonight.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you my section. I'll tell you where I'm going to be. But you know what? Maybe Kyle and I will see each other after a big home
and
run.
You should take pictures. You should take pictures. And I would ridicule tomorrow when I come to work. Be like, what y'all doing? Looking. Like y'all did something.
Mm-hmm. Tobias Harris, Bryce Huff, Hugh Douglas loves overpaid, terrible athletes.
Really does. It's his favorite.
I can't really retort.
He has a type. He has a type.
I can't retort. There's nothing.
Yep. Speaking of Huff, Hugh, I love you, and you are an Eagles great.
But
Bryce Huff has more rings than you.
And that's the problem because?
I don't know. A lot of these are out of context.
Can I just say this? Like, I live in a world where I did what I was supposed to do, or at least I feel that way. So by you telling me that I didn't win a ring.
But Bryce Huff did.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. Hell, I went to the Super Bowl, and I was in Jacksonville for a year before that happened. That's, so I mean,
we all remember him.
Yeah, I mean, so what is that? I don't understand.
To defend Hugh for a second, did Bryce Huff really win a ring?
I mean, he did. He won one.
He was there.
He won one. He won one.
Well, it's the group. It's the group project where someone doesn't do anything and gets the A.
You cannot take that away from Bryce Huff.
Are you giving Bryce Huff credit for winning a ring, and you won't even give Topper?
No, Bryce Huff was Bryce Huff on the squad. It's a lot of cats that got Super Bowl rings that probably didn't do anything to get them, but they got one, and that counts. They were in the league,
right? Okay, he obviously is on the team. He gets a ring. I think they're going to do this ring ceremony in a couple days here, but like, can he call himself Super Bowl champion, Bryce Huff?
Yes.
Oh, that's disingenuous.
Yes, he can. Ugh. Yes, he can.
Oh, that's a bad look.
Yeah,
I mean, he can, he can wear his
not
ring.
Not here, not to me.
Well, you know, Philly's unique. I probably wouldn't wear it in Philadelphia.
What'd you do to help, Bryce? That's what I would say.
And you know what, Joe? There's probably a lot of other people out there would do the same thing.
I mean,
he just didn't
do anything.
And you know what I would tell them? I was on the roster. That's all he can say. Like, you're going to have to, Bryce, if you're listening, when you do wear that ring, and I think you should, just be ready for that heat. Because that heat coming. Yep. This is Philly. Mm-hmm. This ain't New York. And there's going to be some people that are probably, there's going to be some bold individuals that's going to say it to your face.
Yeah.
So I suggest that you don't swing on them. Just let it go. You're going to be swinging on a lot of folks.
I got one more. And
okay.
I'm pretty sure this guy was serious. First Hurts, then Kelsey, and now Topper.
Wow. The
envy
hit list
just seeps out of Hugh Douglas' pores.
Wow. Envious. Interesting.
The Mount Rushmore of those envy, that of Hugh envies.
But you know, I look at it like this. I have arrived as a host, a talk show host, if I live rent-free in that person's head, that they remember the takes that I had.
You do. I would say 90% of the YouTube comments were about my
takes. That means I'm doing my job. I have transitioned from an ex-athlete to now I am
a straight hater.
Jock. Yeah,
straight
hater.
Aspiring
or
furry.
Hater or whatever.
Aspiring
furry.
Oh, God.
I like
all
that
right, let's go from there to Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
Herb.
Joe, what are you messing around with my boy, Hugh Douglas? Huh?
What animal am I going to judge? Because you know they got, the furries are cliques, right?
You ever go to one of those conventions, Herb, the furry people?
I wonder what furry I would be.
Do I know what?
Yeah, we didn't hit him with something he ain't ready for.
Herb, what do you got? What do you think about Topper?
Well, I got him. I'm on my way to Germantown to go bump this game, bro.
Okay, what time?
3:15. I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
Hugh, you're going to check that game out?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm going to go home.
Okay.
You know, the football stadium right across the street.
My face is still a little swole.
from my sinus infection.
What'd you do? You all right?
I had a sinus. Go home and take some marijuana.
Yeah. How you feeling about the Phillies right now, Herb?
I feel good.
Good.
Like I told you, 18 victories a month. They're like right there, pretty much 36. They're moving, you know, 33, 34, whatever.
We're doing a good job here, Herb. All right, Herb, we appreciate it. We'll talk tomorrow.
Is that what that is?
Well, I mean.
You ran, Herb.
Well, I mean, we're past our time.
No, I'm just saying
I'm trying to, you know, be respectful to the next show.
Yeah, you are. You are, but, you know, when you put Herb on, you know he's going to run. You're going to run long.
It's my fault. Yeah, that's on me. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Phil's tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.